This is Stephen Strang. I have two sons, so I know what it's like to be a parent, but they're both grown, and many of you have families, and today on the Strang Report, we're going to talk to a guest who's an expert on parenting, and I know you'll want to stay tuned.
Welcome to the Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview.
Welcome, everyone, to the Strang Report. Today, Dave Welday is my guest. And if you've listened to my podcast recently, you know that he and I worked together for many years. And he really, really has a heart for children and for parents. And he's written this book. And when I found out about it, I wanted to do a podcast. So on the back of it, it says, "At Last, a parenting book for people who hate parenting books." The name of it is Shaping Your Family Story, How Imperfect Parents Create Hope and Promise for Their Children. Boy, isn't that important. And it's something that you co-wrote with James Cofield, PhD. So welcome to my podcast, Dave. And let's start by why you wrote this book, and then we'll get into some of the meat of the book itself.
First off, thank you for having me on the podcast. It's an honor to be with you, Steve, especially having worked with you so closely for so many years. But this really has become a passion of mine. I just believe there is a generation of overworked, overwhelmed moms and dads who really want to do the right thing, who really want to raise their kids well. And they're scared and they just are looking for some help. And so the genesis of this book was really, how can I provide a mom or a dad or a grandparent with just some very simple, applicable tools and insights that will help them see their children step into all that God has for their lives? And so the whole book, Shaping Your Family Story, is built on five parenting principles: reflecting, directing, correcting, protecting, and connecting. And it's interesting, I was originally going to title the book Winning Parent, but I found that that term, winning parent, seemed almost off-putting for parents, because how do you win at parenting? And so we went back to the drawing board. I'm a marketing guy, and so I knew enough to know that if the audience isn't connecting with the title, you know, come up with something else. And so as it turns out, there are five core elements of every story: plot, character, setting, theme, and conflict. And when I got to thinking about it, our lives, our families are a story. And so how can a mom or dad help shape a family that's winsome, that's wonderful? And so we married those five core elements of a story: plot, character, setting, theme, and conflict, with these five parenting pillars: reflecting, directing, correcting, protecting, and connecting. And that really was how the book came about.
Well, it's interesting to reflect on how long we've known each other. You were barely married to Amy, and now you've been married for more than 40 years. I can remember when every one of your three sons were born, and now they're grown, and I've always admired your own parenting skills, and you have been very, very consistent over the years. And you are a marketing guy. That's what you did for our company way back in the day. You helped put Charisma Magazine on the map in the 1980s, and then had other roles too over the years, and now, of course, have your own publishing house. So where is this book available? Because parenting, boy, it's always been tough all the way back. I guess Adam and Eve had problems parenting, didn't they?
Oh, yeah. It's not a new problem, for sure.
But I don't know. It just seems that today it just takes on a whole different thing with gender identity issues, with small children in school and everything else. How in the world can a conservative or a Christian parent navigate all this?
That's an amazing and a practical question. And so we try to address those things in this book, because there are so many areas where the common wisdom of the culture really goes against biblical wisdom. Let me give you an example. It sounds very noble. It sounds very common in the culture to say, I'm raising my kids to be whatever they want to be. You can be anything you want to be. But you know what? That's not biblical, because the Bible says in Psalm 139, all the days ordained for your son, your daughter, were written in God's book before one of them came to be. And so instead of raising my kids to be whatever they want to be, I'm raising them to discover who they were destined to be. That's the whole theme behind that directing platform. It's like direct your kids, shape them in the way in which God has called them to go. But that goes against culture. And so what we try to do in the book is give very practical ways for a mom or a dad to live out and to play out these biblical principles, even when they're not popular within the common culture.
And so the book, you know, is very logical. It starts with the foundation for your family story, moves into the importance of character, talks about really knowing your child, helping the child find their way, protecting them. You use the term creating a positive setting. How does a parent do that?
Well, it goes back to the environment of the home. You know, when you're raising toddlers, what you do is you put locks on the door so that they can't get into the Drano or the drain cleaners and things like that. But there's a different kind of protection that you have to do with creating that sense of safety and security in terms of the home atmosphere. And so we look at all of the different ways that we can be proactive in creating a safe environment where kids are not insulated, but they have the ability to thrive. And that's important. So it's not just about sheltering and or shielding them from everything, but just like your own immune system, it works best. And when it does work, you fight off disease because there's always going to be things coming against you. So it is with your kids. There's always going to be negative influences coming against them. You can't shield them from all of that, but you can give them the tools to thrive and to resist them properly.
You talk about dealing with conflict in your family story. What are some points that you could give to my listeners about that?
Well, first off, the reality is that in this world, you're going to have tribulation. There will be conflict. And so one of the things I share with people is that discipline is an act of love. So, for example, I can't be successful as an adult unless I have discipline. And the way I learn discipline and to have a disciplined life is because I was disciplined as a child. And so discipline is not just punishment for bad behavior, but it is actually an act of love that's sowing into your kids' character value that they need to be successful in life. And so withholding discipline or inappropriate discipline actually stunts them from being all that God called them to be. And so sometimes, again, it's just looking at discipline from a different perspective than maybe how the world sees it.
And then finally, the last section calls connecting the theme of your family story. And you end with an epilogue called Happy Endings. Talk to me about that.
Well, I love to work with kids and do kids ministry. And so I think in terms of illustration. So if I brought in a table lamp and I could say to you, this table lamp has everything it needs to give off life. It has the wiring, it has the filament, it has the base, it has the structure, it has everything that it needs to do that. But it will never function. It will never give off light. It will never do the thing it was created to do until it's plugged into the power source. And so the whole principle of connecting is helping your kids both connect to your family and their family heritage. What does it mean to be a Welday? What does it mean to be a Strang? But connecting them to the God who made them and giving parents practical keys on how to do that, whether they're 2 or 12 or 20.
So the book is called Shaping Your Family Story, subtitled How Imperfect Parents Create Hope and Promise for Their Children. And it's available on Amazon.
Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, wherever books are sold.
And also your newsletter. How do people sign up for your newsletter and what will they get each week when you send it out?
I have a leadership newsletter that if you just go to our website, which is ahigherlife.com, and there's a link on the homepage that says sign up for the free e-newsletter, and we'll be happy to send it to you. You can unsubscribe anytime you want. But it allows leadership principles, and then from there, I can sort of direct you to the parenting ministry that we have called nextgeninstitute.com. That's where the book is available as well. So be happy to help in any way that I can.
Well, I appreciate you taking time from your schedule to actually come into the studio. We still work together through Christian Life Missions and in some other ways. And thank you so much for your input in our lives over the years and helping build Charisma and then our curriculum. And how many years did we work together?
23
years.
Mm-hmm. I started in 81 and I think I left in 2004. And as you pointed out, we're still working together, which I consider to be a joy.
It is. And thank you for your friendship as well. And tell Amy I said hello. And I hope that my listeners will be interested in your book. I hope that you share this with people that you think might be interested or even post it on social media. Just trying to get the word out. So thank you, Dave Welday, for being my guest today. And thank you to my listeners for listening to the Strang Report. I'm Stephen Strang. God bless you. This is Stephen Strang. I want to introduce my listeners to Charisma Magazine if you don't already get it. Or if you do get it, you could respond to this special offer and we will continue your subscription into the future. The offer is to give you both of my books on Donald Trump, God and Donald Trump, and the new one, Trump Aftershock. These are a value of just less than $50, plus 2 years of Charisma, which costs around $40, and you can get the whole thing for only $39. Now, let me repeat. You get both of my best-selling books and 2 years of Charisma for only $39, and all you have to do is go to this site, trumpbooks.charismamag.com. I hope you'll take advantage of this offer. Even if you have read the books, you know, it's always nice to have a new book, especially one signed by the author. It makes a good birthday present. Later in the year, it'll make a good Christmas present. And I hope that you'll take advantage of it because it's a good offer and it's my way to try to connect you with Charisma and also get more copies of my book out there. I'll repeat it, but the good thing about a podcast is you can back it up and listen to it again. It's trumpbooks.charismamag.com.
Thank you for listening to The Strang Report with Steve Strang. To read more from Steve, visit his blog, The Strang Report, on charismamag.com. Again, it's The Strang Report on charismamag.com.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.